Welcome to the Conference Shop and all the goss, where event insiders spill the tea. We're going beyond the brochures and chatting with people who actually know Australia's best hotels and event spaces. What's new? What's changing? What planners really need to know? It's all on the table. So if you're planning events, hosting them, or supporting someone who is, you're in the right place. Today, we're joined by Christina, who looks after an incredible portfolio of hotels across the TFE Hotel Group. So let's get into it. Hi, Christina. Thanks for being here today. How did you get into the events and hospitality world, and what's led you to where you are today?
My journey into hospitality began in a gap year in London. I was a student and I was looking for flexible work. So I started working in operations all those years ago. So I learned the operational side of things of events. I worked there for a few years and then I relocated to Sydney. Now, with no connections or network here, I restarted my career at TFE, and I was based at a single property. I was based at Medina Harbourside, that is now Adina Darling Harbour. And from there, the opportunity raised for me to move to head office and into a sales role as a coordinator for the travel partnerships team. So I went from focusing in one single property to learn about multiple hotels, different brands, learn a lot about different markets. And then I can see the bigger picture and I loved it. So I have always had an eye into a proactive sales role, especially in business events. So it was a big transition from being a reactive into a proactive role. And it was very challenging, but at the same time, very rewarding. And now, fast forward, I've been in the hospitality industry for over 20 years, and the passion of connecting with people is what continues to drive me every day.
That's fantastic, Christina. So how long then have you been to TFE?
It's been 15 years. It doesn't feel like it. It just flew by.
That's fantastic. So what sort of brands does TFE look after?
So TFE Hotels is a leading hotel operator across Australia, New Zealand and Europe, and we have a total of 7 different brands. Our brands are Ava Adina, Adina Hotels, Vibe Hotels, Travel Lodge Hotels, Rendezvous Hotels, Quincy, and The Collection by TFE Hotels. It has never been a dull moment in TFE in my career. And over the past 15 years, when I started, we have 20 plus hotels, and now we currently have over 70 across 7 different brands. So it's great to be part of a company that has grown and expanded as much as TFE.
It really is, and they're really lovely brands too. So for those that might not be familiar with all of the properties in your portfolio, what are some of the standout brands that hotel planners should know about?
We have an incredible range of properties that are perfect for business events, conference, and for group travel. We have Destination Pentridge, which is a very unique property. We have 5 different brands under the blue stone walls with 2 different accommodation options there. You have Adina Pentridge and the Interloop. Vibe Docklands, which is perfect for conference, but also for sporting groups because it's very close to Melbourne Stadium in Melbourne. We have Quincy, which is a brand that we brought from Singapore. It has very vibrant colors. It's a great accommodation option for convention delegates because it's very close to the Melbourne Convention Center. And it has very unique F&B offerings with salted egg and the Q-bar. Also Melbourne, in the heart of the CBD, we have Vibe Melbourne. The accommodation rooms have beautiful views of the city and the Yarra, but it's also, we have an stunning rooftop bar, the Fleet, which is perfect for events, and it's amazing to see the sunrise and the sunset through the rooftop bar. If we travel into the Wild West, then we're going to find Rendezvous Perth Scarborough. So that hotel has now gone through a refurbishment for the accommodation rooms. So it has the facelift to the rooms. It is a destination, a beach location. The rooms have amazing views of the ocean. A hotel that is a hidden gem for me in Tasmania is Vibe Hobart, which is perfect for corporates and conference delegates. Great location, not far from Salamanca Market and the waterfront. Now, if I'm traveling to New Zealand, We have Dubu Heritage Queenstown, with breathtaking views of the mountains and the lake. It's perfect for residential conference, but also for incentive groups. And standout for us is also the Hotel Brito Mar in Auckland, which is the first 5-star green rated hotel in New Zealand. So sustainability is the key for that property, and they have amazing spaces called the libraries. So what I love is being the go-to contact who can give you a range of options across amazing properties.
Sounds wonderful. All of them are brilliant, and some of them I know quite well. But now to the juicy part. Is there anything new or exciting happening in the TFE brand? Any like hotel openings, refurbishments, or upcoming developments that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, Carla, in Sydney, we just unveiled two standout properties, the Eve Hotel Sydney, and we just reopened Adina Town Hall. We also launched a new brand in Europe with the opening of Eva Adina Vienna, further expanding our global footprint. The Eve Hotel in Sydney is the newest addition to our collection brand. This boutique luxury hotel has only 102 rooms. Each room has a private balcony, rich textures, lush greenery. It's inspired by nature, and it's part of a precinct with great F&B offerings. Now, Adina Town Hall, it reopened its doors after a multi-million dollar transformation. It has 144 accommodation options between studios to apartments. And this is the direction that we're going with Adina as a brand, and we call it the Adina 2.0. All the meeting spaces have plasma screen. There is a room that has cameras and microphones, which is perfect for video conferencing. And the best part for conference organizer is all the AV equipment in the meeting rooms are part of your day delegate package. So you don't need to pay additional for that, which is great to see.
It is. It's really good. Okay. So what's something your brand does exceptionally well when it comes to hosting corporate events?
I think what makes us stand out is our team, how passionate we are, service-oriented individuals. We always go the extra mile to ensure the event is a success. We work very closely with our event organizers. We can tailor-make our offerings to meet, you know, the client's requirements. That combined with all the locations that we have, the facilities for us, hands down, is our service. So it's a great accommodation, a great option for bookers across all our properties.
That's wonderful. Is there something unique or lesser known, though, about your brand that more people should know about?
I guess it for us will be the ability to offer different options across multiple hotels by just having one point of contact. So you can go from organizing a national roadshow to organize, I don't know, a small meeting at a cabinet at Adina Adelaide to up to 680 people around the West Cover, and you will be dealing with the one point of contact. We also have an Events with Benefits Rewards program that offers instant rewards to bookers. So it could be a discount on the bill or complimentary accommodation or even a credit for a future event. And we have around 30 properties that are part of this program.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really good. So I guess now I just want to pick your brains a little bit and see what your thoughts are on what trends you might be seeing for 2025 that Smart Planet should keep an eye on.
What we're seeing is obviously delegates wants to have that unique experience and be immersed in engaging environments. We're seeing an increase on locally outsourced catering. Organizers are also looking for and digital alternatives to reduce any printing materials. Sustainability remain a key consideration when booking a venue. We're seeing delegates always looking to mix a little bit of business with leisure and extending their stay with us, either pre or post an event or a conference. The cost of running events have increased, and bookers are always looking for that flexibility to remain budget conscious. Partners need to look for hotels that can give them a great value without compromising in service or the experience provided to delegates. Remote work environment remains, and companies are very eager to have the team in a face-to-face environment or in a face-to-face interaction, which is good in terms of organizing, you know, external training and so on.
Yeah, there's lots of trends in there, that's for sure. Sustainability is definitely key. We're seeing the same thing. What's the funniest or most unexpected fail you've experienced while on site or running a conference?
Oh, Carla, let me just say I have some trust issues with name tags. At one event, everything was perfectly planned. We have guests arriving to the venue. When we opened the name tags, we realized that the printing wasn't done on the sticky side of the label, but at the back. None of the name tags that we have we could use. At that point, I'm not going to lie, there was panic on the floor, and all the team was hands down, pens on hand, writing names as fast as we can. And that was a lesson learned. Always triple check how you do your printing for name tags, and always have extra stationery because all the extra pens and labels that we have on the night save us.
So if someone's considering one of your hotels for their next event, what's the best way to get started?
We work closely with you guys at the conference shop. You know our portfolio very well. We have an experienced C&E team that then will tailor-make the proposals to suit your client needs. For experience size and for time-saving support, I would recommend to go to you guys at the conference shop as the go-to place.
Thank you. That's very kind. So now we finished our chat, but we want to end with a signature story question. So today I'm going to ask, what's one moment from your event career that still makes you cringe, laugh, or shake your head?
The thing for us is the planning of an event, from the brainstorming to planning logistics with the team to the execution of an event to the moment when you see the guests enjoying the experience and then you feel fulfilled that the hard work payoff, and obviously the feedback that you have from guests and the showcase that you do to your properties. And there was something that we organized last year in Melbourne, and we work as a team. We have three properties in the mix. We took around 100 guests across three properties and trying to make it fun and engaging. We have a silent disco, and it was such experience to be on the streets where no one could hear the music that we have on the headphones, but everyone that was wearing them have such a great time. Put me at ease that it delivered what we wanted to achieve on the night, that it was to bring excitement, showcase the offerings, and have that talkability point, because post-event, we keep having a lot of feedback and comments on the journey that the clients have with us that night.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun and definitely memorable.
Thanks
so much to Christina for sharing your story and for talking a little about TFE Hotel Group. And that's it for this episode of The Conference Shop and All the Goss. So if you picked up a tip or had a light bulb moment or now know the perfect venue for your next event, we've done our job. Don't forget to follow the show. And if you're looking for a venue that actually ticks all the boxes, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy planning.